The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
What would you do if you looked up and there was a 12-inch dildo hanging from a drone above your head? Yeah, that's inside today's episode of the podcast.
Try to swat that thing out of the air is what I try to do.
You can't reach it. It's just above you. It's there, but it's not.
It's high enough to where you can't actually reach it.
Yeah. Though.
I think the better description is, what do you do automatic if your wife is speaking and there's a dildo hanging, flying over her head? Are you going to grab it?
You used to play baseball. You better toss something at that.
I don't know if my aim's that good.
You ain't just going to reach out there and yank it? Come on, dude.
I'm not yanking anything like that. unless it's my own. But
hey, nice. All right, we're also going to talk about Fisher-Price. They have a recall happening. If you have small children, babies, or a friend who does, please, it's a very important conversation. And then, as much as I love you, DJ Automatic, I've picked up some bad habits, but I've also picked up some good habits.
You don't think I picked up some bad habits from you?
Absolutely not. I don't do anything wrong. Well, anyway, a recent study shows that we all pick up habits from our partners, and we're talking about it now. It still freaking stinks in this studio because DJ Automatic insists on opening cans of chicken. Good morning. Welcome to Thursday. I'm Dana Cortez.
Oh, my nose must be nose blind because I don't smell anything. I'm DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
It's stinky in here.
It is not stinky in here. Dude. This is just you trying to shame me once again.
No, there's no other way to describe the smell than what is known as canned chicken. I didn't know that was a thing until...
It smells.
It's a delicacy,
like,
Anthony.
No, it smells like cat food in this room. That's the only way to describe it. And the worst part about it is when Automatic was eating the canned chicken, he acted like it was the most delectable thing in the world. And
I've Anthony already told you, like, Dana. My mom was not a very good cook growing up, so I had to learn. I had to learn how to make the best out of everything. Okay.
What is that nasty thing you had? What is that?
It's canned chicken. They sell it in the vending machine here at work now.
And somehow, homies hit me up saying Dana needs to cook for him. I was like, whoa, that's an interesting plot.
I cook all the time. I cook every day.
I saw the War Dog guys, the guys with the
hot dog stand.
Yeah, the hot dog stand guys. They were like, man, Dana, take care of your husband. We'll cook for him.
Yeah, you know what, War Dogs? I'm not going to pull up where y'all are now. I cook every day. It's not my fault this man decides to go to the vending machine. You know the craziest thing? Some people are like, you didn't season it. One woman said, stop giving him a hard time. I eat that every day at the office.
Sometimes Automatic, like, he does some stuff that reminds me, like, oh, this guy grew up with a lot of Mexicans. And then a lot of times my black homies would be like, Automatic, you're invited to the cookout. But then a lot of times Automatic just does some plain white boy stuff.
He opens some chicken.
Unseasoned chicken in a can with a white cracker.
Yeah, dude. Oh,
man. I love you, but you're that guy. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
It's National Egg Roll Day. Get one of those, Automatic.
Yeah, can we bring egg roll for all of us?
It's going to make the studio stink, too.
I can handle that steak.
Something you should add to your canned chicken. It's National Herbs and Spices Day.
Thank you.
I mean, it would be better with a little bit of salt. Maybe a little bit of hot sauce.
It's National Ballpoint Pen Day. We also got National Iced Tea Day. Ooh.
Oh, my gosh. My
like
nana
the wrapper
made...
or just actual iced
No, actual iced tea. My nana used to make sun tea. You know, I'm from the South. She would put the tea outside, and it would boil in the sun. It was so good with lemon and lots of just plain old sugar.
Our neighbor does that all the time, Dana, and when I'm walking the dogs, I'm always like, man, what if I just take that?
Just take a little bit of her sunsy. Don't steal
it. I would never
sunsy.
Do that. It crosses my mind.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh, man, my story today. A man was arrested after he stole a van with two dead bodies inside. Yes, boys and girls, he stole a mortuary van.
What the
The employees of the funeral home told police they had just placed the two dead individuals inside the van to be transported to a crematorium. They went back inside the funeral home because they'd forgotten a couple of things, came back outside, and the van was gone.
Oh.
I'm not sure why this man decided to steal the van, because police say the two coffin-sized boxes were very visible from the driver's side. The man they identified as the thief of the van, his name is Jose Arnulfo Molina. He was arrested, booked on multiple charges, vehicle theft, drug possession, and improper removal of a dead body, which I didn't even know was a crime.
And now think about it. So if he would have never got pulled over, he would have got away with it, right? Because, like, none of these dead people can snitch on him or nothing.
True. Bad luck, guy.
We'll keep the circle of life going. We're going to gonna head out to South Africa, where a woman gives birth to 10 babies, breaking the Guinness World Record held by a woman who gave birth to nine babies a month ago in Morocco.
I swear that I was gonna do it in case you missed it on the woman who gave birth to 9 babies. Wait, forget it now.
Are you saying she had 10 babies at one time?
At one time. Gosami Tharma Saito was expecting 8 babies, but at delivery was surprised by 2 more.
Ladies, I don't ever want to hear you complain about the size of your baby. Oh, my baby's 8 pounds. My baby's 8. You don't suck it up. This woman had 10.
Here's the real WTF. She did it all naturally.
No C-section. Imagine giving birth to 10 babies. You got to push for days.
And all 10 babies are healthy. They're all good to go.
All good to go. And this parent couple, they actually have another set of twins too. So now they're up to 12 in the household.
You got a dozen kids at home.
And they got a whole NBA roster if
they want to.
Dude.
For real.
Well, I'm going to take you guys out to Albuquerque, New Mexico, where a local sheriff running for mayor got a crazy surprise at one of his events. A drone flew over his campaign event. It wasn't the drone that was distracting. It was what was hanging from the drone.
What was hanging from the drone?
A foot-long toy.
Are you talking about a sexy time toy?
Yes, was hanging from the drone.
That's where it went.
Oh, nice. Sick, dude.
I'm kidding. I'm only kidding. You lobbed that right to me. Come on now, automatic.
That hurt my soul, Dana.
At least I didn't reach it.
Well, the candidate, he did a better job of handling this. He took it all in stride. He never broke.
He took it all? Oh, gross, dude. Come on.
He never broke his speech, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, he's better than I am. Let me tell you. You give me all that, it's over.
The drone ended up hanging out for 28 minutes, dangling that foot-long thing above his head.
How did they get the drone and the thing?
The sheriff actually showed up and went and approached the man with the drone, and the guy who was controlling the drone punched the sheriff, so now he's in jail.
Oh, man.
What happened to the sexy time toy?
Isn't it in your drawer?
Holy Jesus. What the f***?
Absolutely not.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
This one, guys, think is going to be so fun, especially for couples. But even if you're not a couple now, you probably picked up a bad habit or a good habit from a partner you've been with. According to a study, an AI app developed by mathematicians proves that couples pick up these habits from their partners because you start seeing one another as we. It's a sign of unity. That's kind of an annoying habit, right? When someone says, we don't know. We'll be there. We think about it. You know what I'm saying?
Last thing I picked up from my ex was a drinking habit.
Oh, no, Anthony. I do remember that.
That can happen, though.
It did happen. That was rough, dude.
Oh, my gosh. It's crazy that you said that because in this study, it says that sometimes when you get into a relationship with someone who has a bad habit, like they're alcoholics, a drug problem, if you can't beat them, you join them. You end up in that situation as well. It becomes normalized.
Well, I'm neither an alcoholic or a drug addict, so can you tell me what you have learned from me?
Oh, look at automatic. I love it. So I think that the best thing you've taught me is to be strong and stand up for myself. I had a really hard time doing that. Saying no for me forever was just not an option because if I had an opportunity to do anything, if I said no, I would fear that someone else would be given the opportunity, right? Being of Mexican-American descent, being a woman, young teen mom, all of that.
I would never take credit for that because you've always been a strong woman. But the one thing I thought you were going to say was you taught me how to balance my checkbook, how to like balance my living situations.
Whatever.
Because before me, Dana would run it up on the credit cards, buying all the fancy purses and shoes, spending more money than she makes. And then I had to teach her. I was like, hey, you know what? You could save some of that.
Teaching me how to save is different than actually paying bills on time.
Oh, wow.
Because until you met me, Mr. Pink Slip, the electricity is going to be shut off.
If it doesn't get shut off, it's not
going to shut off. It doesn't matter. It messes up your credit.
It's not late until after the pink slip. I'm
sorry.
I don't
want to be racially insensitive, but I was the one with the good credit when we met. So, yes, you did teach me that as well. And exercise. I was already on my fitness and all that, but you really keep me on point with that. Like,
You were fat. You were fat.
Not
you
when we got fatter. Together. Oh. I was fat when we met.
As her husband, I could never say that.
Anyway, Anthony. But the one thing that, this is the bad stuff, I curse a lot more now because you are like the cursing king.
I'm a damn pirate.
You really are. And you're a little lazy around the casa, and I've let it slide. You throw socks and stuff on the floor of the kitchen. Like, you're okay with it being dirty.
All right,
and,
well,
ugh, I don't like
then we'll
that.
Start with my first attribute.
All right, here we go.
That I have acquired from Miss Dana Cortez.
Why don't you start with the bad and then good?
No, we're going with the good because it ties right in. You've taught me to be a cleaner person. I will say that. I'm a much more tidy person than I was before. I'm still not clean, but I'm she guilts me enough to where I think about it now.
As a person who shares a workspace with you, yes, you are still not clean. I will confirm that for everybody out there.
Thank you, Anthony. I'm not nagging. I'm simply speaking truth.
And this one also ties back into what Dana had said earlier. One of the bad habits I picked up from her is she likes to eat a lot of bad food and likes to eat a lot of fast food. This week alone, we've had Pizza Hut, McDonald's, and takeout Chinese.
And I've seen you eat canned chicken, dude. So who's that? Whose fault is that?
That's good for you.
That's your
thing. That's good for you.
She hates the canned chicken. That's your
thing. All the preservatives.
That's good for you.
You going to complain about some pizza when you open a can of chicken that's been in the vending machine, sir? Please.
I hadn't eaten McDonald's in 10 years, and I got with Dana, and now I feel like I eat it every week.
You love it, don't you?
I do love it.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
All right, so share with us, what are the good and the bad habits you've picked up from your partner? We're having fun. Let's go to social media continue. Into this convo, Dana Cortez Show, all social media platforms. Which rapper is paying for you to go to college? And I'm talking a full ride. Today's Daily Dirt, so positive, so good. The best gossip, Anthony A. Celebrity birthdays first.
We have Bill Burr celebrating his birthday. Faith Evans celebrating her birthday. Sasha Obama. Corey Funk from the Funk Bros on YouTube and Kate Upton celebrating her birthday.
Hey, big shout out to Tiana Taylor. She was just named Maxim Magazine's Sexiest Woman Alive. She is the first black woman to cover the magazine. Hey, shout out to her. And now let's talk about a guy that didn't do right by her. At least those are her words. Kanye West. He was just spotted vacationing in France with his new girlfriend, Arena Shack. This is the supermodel who was with Bradley Cooper. They have a child together. He looked pretty happy.
She realize that she's the rebound, though?
I mean, I don't think she's looking for, you know, a forever thing. I think she's having a good time. She's a grown woman. She ain't all
I
about
mean, Kanye's
that life.
Definitely had his eye on her for a while. He's been rapping about her. He's mentioned her in songs before.
Not only has he had his eye
and
on her.
And she worked for him, too, as a model.
He's had her in several shows.
Oh, my God. That's the tea.
I wonder how Kim feels about that.
I think that she doesn't care. You know, she just posted a couple of days ago, happy birthday, love you for life. She left him. I mean, he left the family a long time ago. And if you know anything about them Kardashians, family first. Mm.
Is she a rebound or a double dribble? That's a nice basketball joke, ladies and gentlemen. If you got it, you got it.
Okay, now we're going to talk about Miss Jennifer Lopez moving to L.A. Yep, that's happening. She's back together with Ben Affleck and looks hopeful. Looks like they might be getting married.
What?
Which is interesting. And she just signed a multi-year production deal with Netflix. Her aim is to, quote, support diverse talent, which is exciting to me. As a, Mexican-American woman, I think there needs to be more of what America is, a beautiful melting pot. When I go to a movie, I want to see representation.
It's crazy that Hispanics make up 20% of the country, yet they're only represented in media, but like 4% or something like that?
4%. And the top images you see of Latinos is housekeeper, nanny, or gangbanger. Hey, nothing wrong with either one.
Nope.
I'm just saying, that's not all we are. So it's so exciting to see all of this, you know, happening. And then finally, Megan Thee Stallion is going to foot the bill for a full ride scholarship to Long Island University. Oh. So excited. Rock Nation partnered with them. They're really big on management. You said this yesterday. You guys both informed me about that. And I just love that she is encouraging young people to pursue their education. I don't care what you want to do in life. You continue educating yourself forever and ever and ever. So shout out to Miss Megan Thee Stallion. And she got a new project coming out, too.
Oh, it's yes. A hot college summer.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Hey, if you have small children or babies, there is a Fisher-Price recall. Very important, hottest hashtag now on the Dana Cortez Show. It's Friday's Eve. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
Okay, so up to 2,100 children who were split up from their families near the U.S.-Mexico border during the Trump administration may still be separated from their parents, according to a Department of Homeland Security report. Some of those children possibly have found a way to reunite with their parents, but the U.S. government has absolutely no records documenting their reunifications. Basically, we took children, we put them in different places from their parents, sent some people back. There is no documentation whatsoever on their whereabouts. That is, I can't
That's
even tell
evil.
You. It is evil. It hurts my heart that we just don't know. And so the Biden administration is trying desperately to figure this out. I hope that this never happens again in our lifetime. I really hope so. Okay, now I want to talk about Fisher Price. It's really important if you have a baby or small children. They're recalling its 4-in-1 Rock and Glide baby soother after 4 infants died from suffocation. The company's also recalling the 2-in-1 Soothe and Play glider. No reported deaths connected to it, but they just want to be safe. The affected gliders were sold between January 2014 and May of 2021. Fisher Price says they're committed to educating parents and caregivers on the safety of their products. So remember, if you need any information on this Fisher Price recall, hit me up. I should post this on a story, huh?
Yeah, I mean, Instagram. Seems like it all the time that there's always something going wrong with baby stuff.
Well, I think that babies are little and you can't leave them alone for long periods of time. But if you do, the equipment should still be safe. If you get up to go cook, you should be able to leave your baby in a rock and glider or whatever it is. Huh. Unfortunately, that's not the case with these two. So please, please, please go to my story and I'll let you know the brands and the name of those products. And then finally, in food news, the Cha-King says LGBTQ rights, even on Sunday, are a thing. That's Burger King's.
Oh, they're taking shots at Chick-fil-A?
Yes!
Oh.
Yes, they got a Cha-King sandwich, and they're contributing to the human rights campaign every Cha-King that's sold. Nice. I'm going to buy a chicken sandwich from Burger King.
At first, I was like, well, I don't really care about their political stance or where they care about stuff. I just want my food. But now that they're taking diss records and they're taking shots at Chick-fil-A, I'm supporting this. Dude, this is fire.
Burger King's like, and we're open on Sunday.
It's not fire, it's charboiled.
Charboiled Cha-King. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
We have National Ballpoint Pen Day, ladies and gentlemen.
It's shout out to the ballpoint pen. Underrated, man.
I got a little history fact. It's also National Black Cow Day, which is originally a root beer float, for those who didn't know.
Why is it called a black cow?
It was invented in Cripple Creek Canyon, Colorado, and a man said that he looked up at the moon and saw what resembled kind of a cow between the mountains and the cow, and that's where he got the idea for the ice cream top.
Just say he was on mushrooms, okay?
That was funny, dog. We also have, we will wrap it up on National Iced Tea Day.
Hey, National Iced Tea Day. Iced tea is the most delicious thing on a hot summer day. It's got to have lots of lemon and lots of sugar.
And an underrated rapper.
Oh. Okay, there you go.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
DJ Automatic Anthony A., have you heard of the man named Harvey Weinstein? Convicted rapist. He was one time probably
he was a big Hollywood producer. Yes, of course.
Probably the most powerful man in Hollywood. Brad Pitt is making a movie about him. This is a really big deal. I'll tell you why after you guys give your stories. First, it's in case you missed it. DJ Automatic, you said a bunch of people got busted.
So in case you missed it, 800 people have been arrested worldwide for drug trafficking and arms dealing charges. Cops say they all thought they were communicating over a secure app, but the joke's on them because the app was actually built by the FBI.
Who downloads an app to communicate? Some random app to communicate criminal activity. Dummies, that's who.
I saw the story on the news, and this was a 5-year sting. They actually netted 8 tons of cocaine and $48 million in drug money.
In a week?
In a day, really.
Hold on. Wait, you tell me, how do you get, you watch the local news, like on TV?
It's not all those drugs and stuff. It's the fact that he watches the local news that got
who
you.
Who watches the local news anymore? I get my news like on the timeline, like on social media.
I watch it pretty, like, at least a couple times a week just to, like, see what's going on. I like to see what they're talking about. I don't watch it every single day, but sometimes you get an interesting story like this one right here.
Exactly. I still watch local news, too. All
right, well, in case you missed it, cicadas are invading America, and some chefs are actually prepping them as food delicates, food, or like they're comparing them to shrimp and lobster.
I did see people were serving them up as, you know, meals and appetizers at some restaurants.
Before you dip your cicada in some butter, the FDA issued a little warning here and said that if you had a shellfish allergy, you could get really sick from cicadas. So be warned, y'all. Watch out for that. Do any of you guys have allergies?
I don't, but I heard that they're the first cousin to shrimp and what was the other one?
Lobster. Yeah.
I also think, don't quote me on this, isn't the cockroach related to them too? The cockroach is related to shrimp too.
Something to do with the exoskeleton? Yes, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm at it. There it is.
Hey, you're a bug man.
I passed fifth grade science.
Get you a college friend, ladies and gentlemen, like we do.
I remember lifting up the wings to a cockroach to see what was under there, and it looked like some type of ocean creature. Don't ask me why I was lifting the wings of a cockroach.
So in other words, you're not going to be trying cicadas anytime soon.
No, because that's all I could think of. The back of that cockroach, and it's disgusting. All right, so my story, in case you missed it, Brad Pitt is producing She Said. It's a movie based on a bestseller about the women who helped take down convicted rapist Harvey Weinstein. So at one time, he was the most powerful man in Hollywood. He's the man behind the scenes with all the money producing the blockbuster films. During this time, back then, Brad Pitt was dating Gwyneth Paltrow. Now, obviously, she's a worldwide star as well. But this was the beginning of her career, so she was an unknown. Gwyneth was sexually assaulted by Harvey Weinstein. She told Brad Pitt, who went to Weinstein's office, stood toe-to-toe with him, and I'm going to say this, we're going to have to do some editing. He said, if you ever touch Gwyneth again, I'll knock your f***ing teeth out. And Harvey Weinstein, after that, never again threatened Gwyneth Paltrow or assaulted her after that. And of course, Gwyneth Paltrow went on to become one of the biggest stars in Hollywood. But I thought that was an incredible story because this man got away with this for years, and Brad Pitt is really one of the only people to ever confront him and continue on with his career.
So Brad Pitt confronted Harvey Weinstein, and now he's making a movie about him. Do you think it's going to be like a positive?
Ain't nothing positive about that man.
I think that he never punched him in the face. He told him he was going to punch him in the face.
If you touch this woman, and I think that the story is going to be how so many people covered up for him. I mean, in 2005, an actress by the name of Courtney Love, she used to be married to Kurt Cobain from Nirvana. She was asked on camera, what advice do you have for young women entering the acting world? And she said this.
If Harvey Weinstein invites you to a private party in the Four Seasons, don't go.
If Harvey Weinstein invites you to a private party at the Four Seasons, don't go. That's how well known it was that this man was sexually assaulting, raping, and
just
taking advantage
on women.
Of women. Yes.
Do you know, the only thing I'm worried about for Brad Pitt is he's probably going to be outing a lot more of Hollywood's predators. So I wonder who's going to come after him now. Because he's paying for, he's producing this movie on his own, right?
I don't think he cares. Brad Pitt's in his 50s. He don't give a damn. He didn't care then. He probably don't care now.
I hope he's genuine about it. And I hope he really wants to like get the true story out there. And he's not doing it. Has like some crazy way to really kind of get his lady back. To be like, I'm out here standing up for all women. Look what I'm doing.
For
I'm
Angelina
the good
Jolie.
Guy. Trying to get Angelina Jolie back the Hollywood way.
I don't think so. She's not Hollywood like that. He's not. They've never even had managers.
What?
That level of celebrity, to not have an agent or a manager, is almost unheard of. And I'm just glad that he's highlighting the fact that women are still not treated equally in this country. For that to go on for the decades that it did, it happens every day in the everyday workplace. Ladies, don't be afraid to stand up for yourself and report someone if they happen to be treating you this way.
Period.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
It's the Dana Cortez Show. What's good, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
All right, Music Facts with DJ Automatic. The day is June 10th.
All right, we're going to start with birthdays. Today is Faith Evans' birthday.
I never knew there was a love like this before.
Man, I love Faith Evans. She can sing, too.
And if you don't know, she is the wife of the late, great, Notorious B.I.G. Another birthday we got is JoJo from Casey and JoJo.
Oh, my God. I pray for someone like you.
I remember watching them at a concert. They were really, really high, and they couldn't perform. They had been smoking in the backstage with Snoop. It's one of the first concerts I ever went to. And, none of them could perform. It was kind of crazy. They made all kinds of blogs and everything because they were, like, falling.
Must have been some good stuff. All right. Next birthday we got, it's Maxi Priest's birthday.
Oh, baby, it's wild.
That's some dance hall.
Some classic reggae.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. And the last birthday we got, it's the DOC's birthday. So if you don't know who the DOC is, he wrote Eazy-E, Eazy Does It. He wrote Dr. Dre's The Chronic. So he was going to be this huge rapper, and he had a couple hits of his own, but then he got in a car accident and it messed up his voice. So he just became a writer, but he became one of the greatest hip hop writers of all time.
It's sad, right, that he didn't get that opportunity, but still, I mean, look at the incredible pieces of art that he's created.
Next we're going to 2003 when Joe Budden releases his debut album, Joe Budden.
Pump it up. Just pump it up.
Pump It Up, you came to get it. Pump It Up is probably one of my favorite songs from this year.
You know what this song's about?
What?
HJ.
Oh.
The whole song's about that, but
this, I had no idea.
Yeah, the whole song's about it. But no, this album's classic, man, is the prequel to his Mood Music albums, which if you're like, this is one of the greatest, most underrated pieces of hip hop, in my opinion, this album right here.
And now Joe Budden is literally one of the biggest podcasters in the world.
Yeah, for sure.
Next, we're going to 2004 when soul music pioneer Ray Charles died at home in Beverly Hills from complications relating to liver disease. He was 73 years old.
Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me.
Now, there's someone who left his mark on the music industry, so influential in every aspect, from the blues to country music to hip-hop. He really was such an incredible artist.
And if you don't know anything about Ray Charles, I suggest you go watch the movie Ray. Jamie Foxx plays Ray Charles, and it's an amazing movie, and Jamie Foxx did a great job. All right, and last, we're going to 2008 when Lil Wayne releases The Carter 3.
Is this Lil Wayne's best project to date?
I am more of a Carter 2 fan myself, but I mean, there's undeniable great records on here, especially the one Mr. Carter with him and Jay-Z, where Jay-Z actually passed him the throne at the time.
So this album won the Grammy for Best Rap Album of the Year. It sold over 1 million copies in the first week. It's 3 times platinum, and it had 3 other certified hits besides Lollipop, with Mrs. Officer, Got Money, and A Millie.
And got a shot at the Lollipop remix, too. All right. Also, when you mention Pac, Biggie, and Jay-Z, don't forget Weezy F Baby.
June 10th, that's your Music Facts with DJ Automatic. We'll be right back with more of the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
For all my girl dads expecting to be, I have what is quite possibly the father of the year right across from me, sir, DJ Automatic.
No.
So he has some girl dad tips for you fathers expecting to be. Let's welcome you to Two Dudes.
One Studio, and I'm far from the best dad ever. I will say that.
I think, you know what? I don't review fathers. It's not a father review, but I think you're a great dad, dude. You're active.
I try.
You give a lot of school rides and stuff like that. Like,
I try. I'm not the best dad, I promise.
I never got to ride to school, but I think you're a good dad, dude. I think you're doing it.
Decent
and
dad.
I think you're a happy father. That's one thing
I try to be a good dad. I put a lot of effort into
that's
it.
That's what I always. You were very proud to talk about your daughter, and you and it seems like you and your daughter do have a very healthy relationship.
We do, yeah.
One thing that always does kind of crack me up about, especially girl dads to be, is when they're doing like the gender reveal, dude, and like, you know, it's like either blue or pink, and I always feel like there's a hint of disappointment from most dudes when they see pink. You just see the stress fly before their eyes.
Well, I was
going
to say, because you realize you're taking on something you truly don't understand, and that takes me into my first tip of how to be a good girl dad. You don't know anything about women. I'm sorry. I thought I had women figured out, and then I had a daughter, and I realized I know nothing about women, and it's all just a learning process, and you really have to become a listener.
Okay, all right. Number two tip for fathers expecting to be girl dads for the first time.
You can't talk to your daughter like she's your friend.
Oh.
I mean, you can't talk to your kids like they're your friend, but you can't talk to your daughter like she's your friend, because the one thing you have to understand is that the way you talk to your daughter is the way she's going to expect men to talk to her. And so when I talk to her, I didn't figure this out until a few years ago. And then I started thinking, I was like, girls always date their dad.
Gotcha.
And if I'm over here acting crazy and talking crazy,
yeah,
they're gonna. And, that's what she's gonna be attracted to.
That research that I was looking into actually says that like the father is the first romantic example of like how a woman should be treated. So that relationship is big too. And if you're talking to her like blase, like we're homies or we're friends, that's gonna set a weird example going forward. I like that. And your final tip for men expecting to be girl dads for the first time, DJ Automatic, go ahead.
She's going to grow up, but she can always be your little girl.
Aww,
and that's the thing. It's
man.
Like, as my daughter gets older now, and she's, you know, she just turned 14, she's becoming a little woman. And I go to the mall or I'm somewhere with her, and I see the way that guys look at her. And of course, I'm like really protective, because I remember, like, you know, being a boy or her age, and if I was, you know what we wanted.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in the other position now. I'm in the protector position. And so I realize that she, you know, she's going to grow up and she's going to make her own decisions. But no matter what, she's always going to be my little baby girl.
There you go. Look at that. It's a sensitive bro down Father's Day weekend. All right, get out there and think about it, too. You're always going to want to grow up and have somebody to take care of you, too, later on in life.
Oh, and that's the other thing. Yeah. Boys don't take care of their parents. Girls do. So I'm taken care of.
Shout out to all the girls' dad out there doing y'all thing. We appreciate y'all. Have a beautiful Thursday. And remember, the Dana Cortez Show loves you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Yeesh, that in case you missed it, I started thinking more about what you said, Automatic. You know, Brad Pitt's putting out that movie about Harvey Weinstein. She said, I'm looking forward to watching it, but who are the people that aren't in Hollywood that are like, no?
You know, there's a couple guys that survived the Me Too movement that are going to be like, no, don't put that out. You're going to out me.
Is that more important than what I hope he's going to do, which is allowing these women a voice?
If that's what the film is going to be about, then I think that's I mean, that's bigger.
And no matter what, this is a great money grab for Brad Pitt because we're all going to go watch this.
So I looked at what the movie's about. This isn't Brad Pitt doing anything. This is a woman who wrote the book. He's taking that literature and producing it and allowing it to come to light in film. So I'm just here for
I'm interested
that,
to see it.
I'm interested to find out whoever the hell else was in there doing preying on women like they shouldn't be. I'm also interested in the next podcast. Hope you are too.